The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney, with his son, Connor Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 35 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investing strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, Ken and Connor present this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and they answer your questions. Now, here's Ken and Connor Mahoney with A GPS for Your Finances.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z with questions and answers. Your questions and our answers. Now, we cultivate these questions throughout the week from clients, prospective clients, and through administrative staff. So if you have a question, we hope that we're answering the same question. And throughout the show, our goal is to simplify this complex financial world around us. And before we go to week in review, well, I always ask Connor to go to his bag of tricks. And in our bag of tricks, we found David Nelson. David Nelson. I've known David for some time now. We met at the green room. It's not really green. I'm not sure what color it is. But he's all over Finance TV. You probably recognize him. Once a rock star. He's also a pilot. I don't know what this guy can't do. He has a podcast, a very popular one I saw, The Money Runner. And he works at Bell Point Capital. They manage billions and billions of dollars. Sounds like Carl Sagan a little bit, billions. So welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having us. And I remember those days, the green room, it sometimes was 5 a.m. or even earlier.
Yes.
We'd probably arrive like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's why I like remote so much better, going on TV remote than getting to the studio.
That was rough.
That was great. And the Money Runner, I know you're doing great with that. No, we're so glad to have you here. So yeah, Connor and I, we have some questions for you, and our listeners are in for a real great treat today.
Yeah.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
And what's cool, David, you're a CFA, which is a chartered financial analyst, and a CMT, right? A chartered market technician.
Yeah, I went and got both of those. The CFA, you know, that's actually a chore. That takes a couple of years, you know, to get through that. But I came from another world. And when I realized when I first started in the business, really came into sales, and I realized that at some point I wanted to run money, and I'm going to need the skill sets to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Went back to school, got all that stuff. Never look back.
That's great. Well, fits you pretty well. Fits you very well.
Yeah, and we just met in person for the first time. I know, obviously, you knew Ken for a while, but we were at the stock exchange for the free market ETF. Our buddy Michael Gayad was, you know, launching that, and I guess he's a mutual friend of ours. That was a pretty cool event.
That was fun. You know, I've been a few of those events. Anytime you're down at the NYSE, there's a sense of history there.
Yeah.
And seeing Michael. Michael's such a good friend, and it was just great to be a part of it.
All right. So, David, we usually do the week in review, which is like, you know, what do you think will happen this week? And just honestly, the current market in general.
Yeah. You know, like, what stuck out for you this week? There's a lot, right?
It's really, I would say it started a couple of weeks ago, but I thought last week was kind of interesting. Sometimes the market was going on down with literally no news. And there's been a very clear kind of shift in sentiment. I've been examining that. I've been looking at what's going on in technology. You know, I think most of us embrace the idea that, you know, this is probably the biggest paradigm shift in our lifetimes, but it doesn't come without, you know, volatility.
Right.
And, and you know, while overall volatility in the market, that's kind of a wonky word, but it's been relatively subdued, but individual stock volatility, actually Morgan Stanley had out a piece that it's the highest since the financial crisis. So there's a lot of confusion out there, and people are kind of rushing from one side of the lifeboat to the other, trying to figure out where they're going to place their bets.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, because it definitely feels a shift in sentiment. I mean, basically at the end of April, got through the Liberation Day, low volatility, at least measured by the volatility index, not to go down that, but VIX. And then all of a sudden, the last couple of weeks, right, it's just, you know, maybe we're too, talking about the life ship, maybe too many of us are on one side of the boat, right? And then that's kind of leads to these type of sudden corrections.
I would say, you know, that's really true. I think that there's two narratives in the last couple of weeks that have kind of changed, and that's probably kind of changed the sentiment somewhat. The first was Jay Powell kind of taking back the narrative about how many rate cuts there were going to be. The market had already priced in cuts at every meeting from now on through January. And he kind of said, not so fast.
Right.
And that kind of put a wet blanket on the market. And then the next thing was investors started to look at the other side of investing. We often look at the income statement, but we don't often focus on the balance sheet. And tech stocks, by and large, for the last decade, we would applaud them because they could, you know, fund all this growth, but do it with all the cash that they're generating from their various businesses. Suddenly, we're spending so much money, they can't do that. And as a matter of fact, right at the close, we just saw Google announce that they're going to spend another $40 billion to open up, I think it was data centers in Texas. That's a lot of money. That means these firms are taking on debt, and maybe we got to value them a little differently.
Yeah, those are two excellent points. I mean, think about it. It really definitely was a wet blanket. Even today and yesterday, the Fed governors came out one after one kind of saying, we're not so worried about the labor market. Oh, we're kind of still worried about inflation, and giving mixed signals to the market.
Yeah, we've seen that back and forth. I mean, we know that Jay Powell is going to be leaving sometime in May. That's pretty well understood. And there's going to be a lot of pressure to lower rates. But right now, inflation is a little bit elevated. So I'm looking at 3% as the new 2%.
Yeah, definitely.
And it seems like they're kind of getting used to that. And that's going to be what we live with. If it gets much beyond that, then I think you're going to be looking at a bond market that's going to start pushing back.
Ish. Well, listen, we're going to find out a little more about that. We'll be back right after these messages.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Ken's book for a long time, but maybe you weren't close to retirement. That kept you from calling. If you plan to retire in 2025 or within the next few years, pick up the phone and call today to get your copy of Ken Mahoney's book, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire, to see if you are on course or off course. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. The book is free for the first 20 callers. You know, Ken has developed a GPS for your retirement to help you see where you are at and has helped hundreds of people plan for retirement. I've read the book, found it insightful. You should too. 10 Things to Do Before You Retire. The first 20 callers get the book for free. 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. Each chapter builds on one another to put you and your loved ones in a better position financially. Here we go for the first 20 callers right now. Call 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101 for Ken Mahoney's book, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. So glad you're joining us here in this early morning. And again, today's topic is your questions and our answers. But before we go there, we heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, I should say. And he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get this out to the first 20 callers today. And I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. But it's all right there in those pages, building on your grandfather's retirement, grandma, just all the great things they have, like pensions, but what you can do to try to improve your results. Here we go. 845-371-0101. You know the saying, the early bird gets the worm. That's you. The first 20 callers, and you're up early. First 20 callers will get this book for free. One more time. 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, you know, starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. From 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the Mike Bennett Show. And around 6:15, we got you the other way, coming home from Andy Bales Show. That's Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news, what the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news that we created all right here. Now, we consolidate all this information on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling, Mahoney. MahoneyGPS.com. Now, again, I was just on TV last week, so our TV appearances are archived there. Radio podcasts like we have here, they're archived there as well. Articles, newsletters, education, everything we could think of, we put it up on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Check it out. And sign for a newsletter. It's free. It comes out every Tuesday evening. Unless it's a holiday. We don't bombard you with 6-7 different emails and, you know, a day. It's once a week, and we outline what's happening in the markets, and it relates to the radio show. So visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com. We're here with pilot and rock star and podcast guy, David Nelson, sharing his insights on the market. Probably, do you know what the bag of tricks is? I always ask Connor to go to his bag of tricks. Do you know what that means?
I have no idea.
1960s, 1970s. We're alone. The same age. By the way, this is where Generation X meets Gen Z. And of course, Connor's Gen Z. It was actually Felix the Cat would go into his bag of tricks.
Felix the Cat. Okay.
Felix the Cat. Do you remember Felix the Cat?
Okay, I remember Felix the Cat, yeah.
All right. So I'm going to ask Connor to pull out, like Felix the Cat, some more questions out of his bag of tricks.
Yeah. So, David, this is, you're going to have to open up here a little bit. I was pretty curious. This is one of the top questions I had. So, what's one of the biggest mistakes you've made in the markets in your career and the lesson you learned that may have permanently changed your process from that mistake?
You know, my worst year as a portfolio manager was probably 2009. I was running performance money, a hedge fund at that time. And I remember working with our analysts. We had concluded, you know, and this is, you know, we were looking really good in January and February. The market bottomed around March of that year. But we had concluded that the market had about another 15, 20% downside. And I was very stubborn with that. And the market broke out. We were late to get back in. And while, you know, it was ended up being a pretty strong year for the market in the end. And I probably got, you know, less than half that. And I was just really too stubborn. You know, the price is truth. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to realize, you know what, I'm wrong.
Absolutely.
No, it's good. But it's a great lesson for listeners. And Connor, what is that quote by Jesse?
Oh, yeah.
Jesse Livermore.
Something along the lines of like, you know, your opinions are often wrong and the market is never really wrong. The price is right.
Your opinions are wrong or something like that. And if anybody knows Jesse Livermore, that was in the 1920s. He made millions and millions and he died pretty much a pauper. But some of the great books and some of the great quotes of Wall Street are right there. Yeah, no, that's interesting. Interesting though to be stubborn and not be flexible, and then you've learned, I guess.
I was just looking actually. I pull up the chart of around that time. What a monster comeback out of 2009 and going forward.
Yeah, it never. They called it the Haynes bottom, referring to Mark Haynes from CNBC.
Right.
I think he was the only guy who got it right. He actually called it that day as the bottom.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's too bad about his passing a few years ago. He's such a gentle soul. He was great. He was the anchor on CNBC. And you're right. He gets credit for calling that bottom where it looked pretty bleak, especially coming off 2008 financial crisis, and looked like we're just going to continue that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's probably the other lesson to learn is don't extrapolate. What we tend to do is look back over the last year and the last 6 months, and we extrapolate forward and feel whatever happened in the last 6 months or year, that's what we're going to get going forward. And when you start to lock that into your brain, that nothing can change, that's when you know, it's always something that can come from out of the blue that we haven't even talked about.
Right. Not in our bingo card.
That upends the whole apple card.
What's the, another good quote, Mark Douglas, he was a, you know, trading psychologist, said anything can happen in the market. Anything. Go as high as you think, as low as you would, you know, it's like the paradox. Yeah.
Amazing, crazy. All right. So what else do you have in your bag of tricks? Which is, by the way, in case you get stuck on Jeopardy, David, we'll know that's Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. He reaches in and pulls out a question.
So I know you touched on, you know, we're getting a new Fed governor in May, probably appointed by Trump again. It's funny that he picked Powell and now he hates him. So what do you think the Fed's next move is into the end of the year? And then as we get a new Fed chair, it seems like they're going to try to slash rates continuously. Or what do you think?
It's possible that we could get to the terminal rate somewhere around 3%, but not unless we start to get some good news there. And maybe we will. But my feeling right now, if I had to make a call in December, is that we won't get a cut. Right. Powell's in control and he wants to go out as a man of his principles. And I don't think it's not a lot of love lost between the administration and Jay Powell. So I wouldn't be surprised if he took a swing.
And also, you know, we and them didn't get data for some time, right? We don't have the October jobs number. We don't have so I guess the Federal Reserve could say, you know, we could punt in the month of December. We really don't have enough information, right? Does not give them some type of out.
I just saw a headline maybe shortly before I came in into the studio that BLS was going to release the September jobs number, the September job number on November 20th.
Oof.
So we're going to still be a whole month behind. I'm not sure what good that does us.
Yeah.
Point. Talk about lagging indicators. There's rear view numbers and then there's rear view mirrors, right? I mean, geez.
It's really looking back. It's where I think the Fed really fails. There is so much real time data available. Credit, if you think about it, credit card companies, insurance companies are tapped into real time data. They know when something's wrong with a customer or a client or a credit score instantly.
Right.
And the Fed should be using tools like that instead of what I consider a very flawed system that was established.
You don't like the dot plots?
Ago.
Not liking the dot plot?
Not even the dot plot. The idea of doing a survey, of calling people up, that seems so, you know, right. 1990s.
Right.
You know,
yeah, like, and who has that? Yeah, listen, we're going to cover that right after the break. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. You may have heard me talk about it before. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, AI, Gaza, Strip, trade, tariffs. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? How about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back together like your mother or father's retirement was. The first 10 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101 until the book runs out. Now, this is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and not filled with financial jargon to just confuse you even more. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday morning here on WHUD, it's a perfect companion to what he covers. Take control of what you can control and call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. One last time, 845-371-0101.
When I was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma, I had so many questions. I didn't even know that it was cancer. Now I do. It is cancer. Blood cancer. It's actually one of more than 100 different types, and they're all treated differently. Now, unlike some other forms of cancer, usually there's no tumor. You can't screen for it to prevent it, and the symptoms can look like other things, so it could be hard to diagnose. I had a fever for weeks. I was so tired all the time. I didn't feel like eating or doing anything else for that matter. And I know that this can feel scary, but if you know what to look out for, you'll know what to tell your doctor, and you'll feel more empowered to take the next steps. Like getting in touch with the people who know the ins and outs and can help with everything blood cancer related, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. They work one-on-one with each person who reaches out to answer questions and offer resources. LLS was there for me, and they could be there for you, too.
Go to LLS.org to learn more.
Welcome back to GPS for Finances. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have the questions? I think we have the answers. You just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I think you kind of get what that's about. But it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on top of each other. And here's the phone number once again. It's 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. I think it's perfect companion to what we do here Sunday mornings. As I mentioned, but remember, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. And that's you. I know you could get it. Here it is, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time, pen and paper together. Here it is, 845-371-0101. If you are driving, stay driving, because the number you can get the book, well, that's a phone number, but we also give the website, MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com, and you can sign on and get the book sent to you as a paperback or as an ebook. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours, thank you for the work that you do. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I have dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every weekday morning, right after the traffic, around 8:25 on the Mike Bennett Show. It's in around 6:10, 6:15 on your way home. Yeah, the Andy Bell Show with our own Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern charm. You've heard that before. Well, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including my TV appearances this past week, contributions to articles that I make and write articles, all of it appears at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. We have everything there from newsletters you could sign up for, educational articles. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Well, hopefully you're enjoying this conversation with Dave Nelson, who oversees billions of dollars at Bell Point. Catch him on a podcast, The Money Runner, a very popular show. Catch him on TV regularly. We met in a green room some time ago. Where else can we catch you? How else can we find out more about Dave Nelson and all the good things that he does?
Well, you can go to my Substack site, where I publish almost weekly, DCNelson123 at Substack.com. The Money Runner, you can find on YouTube. And I'm out there if you want to get a message to me. me go out on Twitter at David Nelson CFA. Happy to talk to you.
Great stuff. All right, Connor. Connor loaded up a lot of questions. He was like, I can't wait to speak to Dave and throw. And by the way, so these questions not only for our listeners, they're for Connor too. No,
they're pretty good for me. Okay, so is there a certain sector you believe maybe undervalued or market maybe missing the story? Maybe outside of tech, because I feel like that's a lot of the focus these days. That we should maybe take a look at, or listeners take a look at.
It's a good point to make, because I think that's is maybe what's wrong with the market. And this happened a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not suggesting that you put money in this sector because it has its challenges. But a couple of weeks ago, the consumer staples, these are, you know, Colgate, Procter and Gamble,
Pepsi.
As a sector, relative to technology, in that 1 week, the spread was over 8% in terms of maybe the biggest on record. And it was almost like everybody who wasn't in AI, they just said, that's it. I'm done. I'm out of anything that I'm selling, whatever isn't in AI, and I'm putting all my money there. And if you think about it, you know, the last time I looked, we're still buying toothpaste. We're still pulling up to the pumps.
There are
other parts of the economy that are not AI that deserve at least a place at the table. And they haven't been given that. And we're starting to see that. You're seeing energy right now. We're starting to see on the 52-week high list, we're starting to see names that we haven't seen in a couple of years. You've seen names like, you know, in healthcare. Drug stocks up there. I actually was looking at some of the big oil companies. A couple of them are just about to break to a 52-week high. That's a little unusual in the world of tech.
So do you feel like the pendulum, though, swung so much towards AI, as you mentioned, and they're just kind of missing some of these ones? But look, for some investors, say, I'm in growth, I don't want to be in value. And then value, you know, gets a run for a couple of days, and then they fumble the ball, so to speak, and then money's back into growth. So a lot of people that are in growth is like, look, we've done the value thing, we tried it, it lasts like 2 or 3 days, and it's not sustained.
And I get it. And I would say that that's true. But when it comes to value, it's really, there's a distinction between value and a value trap. And unfortunately, a lot of them are just that. You know, just like every, you know, doesn't the idea that this is a bubble, and that's been, you know, said a lot. I was there. I mean, I was running money at Lehman Brothers back during the dot-com. I remember the double ordering. I remember Y2K. I even remember dark fiber. Dark fiber was a real a tell that we had overbuilt. To the best of my knowledge.
Right. Oh, wait, how about the dot-com and the clicks and... Oh, you got clicks and eyeballs. Oh, we evaluate your company based on eyeballs and clicks.
To the best of my knowledge, there are no dark GPUs out there or data center that isn't being used. Our problem, our biggest problem right now is we may not have enough power to do that.
Or maybe in the financing, like anything else,
the pendulum swings so too far. And I think what we're going through is a reversion to the mean right now.
Could we do maybe a little rapid fire, like three left? How much time do we have?
Oh, we have about a minute and a half.
All right.
Yeah, rapid fire.
Let's see what we do. What are your thoughts on active versus passive investing?
You're starting to see active really pick up steam. And, you know, active really got hurt with quantitative easing. Quantitative easing by the Fed really sucked the oxygen out of the market. It sucked all what I call the alpha out of the market, because the tide lifted all boats. It was very difficult to outperform. Seeing more and more active ETFs come out because they're working.
They're beating the passive again. For our listening audience, passive is like buying the S&P 500. Active is trying to buy other stocks that will beat the S&P 500.
Yeah, like buying and selling. Yeah.
All right, so your rapid fire question number two, kind of.
Maybe a key indicator that you use, maybe every week or every day.
A key indicator that I use every day. The most important thing for me as a quant analyst in portfolio management is estimate revisions. It's what the street is doing with their estimates, both at the earnings level, with revenue, and even the targets for the stock. If the estimates are going up,
that gives you
a lot of confidence going into that name.
Right. So you don't have to wait to the actual earnings report. Usually they're going to run before it sometimes. Yeah, it was great to have you. I know we're probably wrapping up shortly.
Yeah, we are definitely wrapping up with Dave. Dave Nelson, you're listening to GPS Your Finances. You'll find us here every Sunday morning. It's Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney. It's where Gen Z meets Gen X. It's always my favorite time of the week to spend time with Connor. And of course,
more time.
Extra special. Yeah, extra special having to spend time with Dave. And until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken and Connor Mahoney. Ken is the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken and Connor will answer your questions next week. Just send them an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.